Milosevic, 64, was found dead in his cell at The Hague, where for 4 years he'd been on trial, facing more than 60 counts of war crimes and genocide. His trial was interrupted repeatedly because of poor health, resulting from a heart condition and high blood pressure. Defiant to the last, Milosevic insisted on representing himself and denounced the UN tribunal as false. Milosevic was a lawyer and banker before turning to politics. He was born in a town east of Belgrade where his father and mother were teachers. Both eventually committed suicide. He came of age in the early 1960s when non-aligned communist Yugoslavia under Marshal Josip Broz Tito was at the height of its power. Former Yugoslav diplomat Vladimir Matic, a professor of politics at America's Clemson University, attended law school in Belgrade with Milosevic.
Well, he was then very ambitious, energetic, and I would say already at that young age, manipulative and ruthless.
After graduating from law school in 1964, Milosevic joined the Communist Party and gradually rose through its ranks. Deceptively charming and fluent in English, Milosevic held various government positions and in 1983 headed a major Yugoslav bank, but a year later became Communist Party leader in the capital of Belgrade. After Tito's death in 1980, Yugoslavia was ruled by a weak, rotating 8-member presidency, comprised of the leaders of the country's 6 republics and 2 provinces. Ethnic and religious tensions, suppressed in the multi-ethnic Yugoslav Federation under Tito, surfaced in the 1980s, and Yugoslavia stagnated amid hyperinflation and mounting friction among its constituent republics. Milosevic became Communist Party chief in Serbia in 1986. A year later, he gained prominence by demanding that the province of Kosovo be stripped of its autonomy and increased power be given to the Serbs in the Albanian majority territory. In a 1999 interview, author and Balkans expert Laura Silber said the speech he delivered in Kosovo, commemorating the Serbs' epic military loss to the Turks in 1387, catapulted Milosevic to power.
This is when he really sets the wheels into motion beyond the party apparatus to take control of the provinces of Vojvodina to the north and Kosovo, the mostly Albanian province, to the south. And that was how he began to make his bid to lead former Yugoslavia, because what he really wanted then was to become the next Josip Broz Tito.
In 1989, the year the Iron Curtain collapsed, Milosevic became president of Serbia. Now presenting himself as a hardline Serb nationalist, Milosevic increased power, set off alarm bells throughout Yugoslavia. In 1991, Slovenia and Croatia declared independence, triggering the start of what would be nearly a decade of the most barbaric warfare seen in Europe since the Second World War, spreading to Bosnia-Herzegovina and later to Kosovo. Vladimir Matic says that Milosevic failed to understand how the end of the Cold War had changed global politics and spelled the end to communist Yugoslavia. He says Milosevic's wars impoverished Serbia and most of the former Yugoslavia.
In the long run, this is to be the legacy, as well as Serbia as part of former Yugoslavia was about 1990, maybe 15 years in its ahead of East European countries, and all post-communist societies today are 10 to 15 years ahead of Yugoslavia.
As the 1990s progressed and the wars spread from Croatia to Bosnia to Kosovo, Milosevic's grip on power tightened. During his 12 years in power, all of the wars he started were lost. In 1999, when nearly 3 months of NATO bombing in defense of Kosovo's Albanians forced Serbian troops out of Kosovo, Milosevic was indicted for war crimes by the United Nations Tribunal in The Hague. In October 2000, a popular uprising forced Milosevic to admit defeat in elections. And a year later, a democratically elected government in Serbia sent Milosevic to The Hague for trial. Richard Holbrooke, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, knew Milosevic well from hours of negotiating the Dayton Peace Accords that ended the Bosnian War. He calls Milosevic a monster.
Probably the worst leader other than the communist leaders in Europe since World War II. 300,000 people are dead, 2.5 million homeless because of Slobodan Milosevic. He first fought four wars, then he lost his job, then he lost his freedom and went to The Hague, and now he's ended his days with some form of rough, incomplete justice in a cell in The Hague.
Milosevic suffered from a chronic heart condition. During his unfinished trial, he rejected counsel and defended himself. He described himself as misunderstood and the last defender of a proud people who suffered what he called NATO aggression and Western-backed terrorism. Milosevic was the first head of state to face an international war crimes court. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.